Dear readers, without you I would have quit a long time ago. I don't take your support for granted, and I'd love you to continue engaging with and sharing my work. It's an amazing feeling being paid to do what I love, and without you guys, that wouldn't be possible. A lot of my work is quite political, and I want you to use it to open up conversations rather than shut them down. There's a danger of art becoming a platform to build echo chambers upon, and I don't want that for my art. Hopefully, I often find an apolitical balance to lots of my art, but even when I don't, and I clearly take a side, that doesn't mean I'm right. I don't profess to have all the answers, and please don't think that I speak for a group of people. Being an ethnic minority artist, there is a danger that you become an ambassador for your race, for good and bad. I'm a proud black man, but let me make it clear, I don't profess to speak for all black people. I'm happy being a starting point for a conversation on race or politics, but please don't make me the end. To fully engage in a topic, you have to look at a variety of opinions and engage with a variety of artists. This doesn't mean I'm suggesting for anyone to go to a Roy Chubby Brown gig, by the way. There's a limit. Also, there's often quite a lot of swearing in my rap, and sometimes the N-word pops up. If these are words you are uncomfortable with, please listen past them and look at the greater meaning and message in my lyrics. A lot of the jokes in my writing are dark or close to the bone. Please don't take offence to these. Enjoy them for what they are, which is jokes by characters that inhabit my work. If a character is racist, homophobic or sexist, it doesn't mean that I am. I believe in equality for all people, but I also believe that art should reflect real life. I believe absolutely that art can have the power to change society, but for that change to happen, it's important that we are not in denial about the state of society. Also, I'd like to implore people to financially support me if they can. Pay whatever you can. If that's nothing, then get hold of my work for free and share it. But if you have spare money and you like the art, buy my music on Bandcamp or contact me about becoming an executive producer on a short film of mine. But the most important thing is that you read and listen to it however you can, and like, share and spread the word if you dig it. And then please read and listen to as many different artists in my genre as possible. I hope that I can be a gateway to you discovering other artists, and I hope that you find my work through other artists' work too. I think art is all about being versed enough in the genre to be able to make comparisons and having as many different takes on subjects as possible. Like I say, I'm just one guy. There's a bunch of other equally talented people out there, so check out their work as well.